This is Wade Rathgrew, the Chief Organizer Report, on the weird labor dust-up over Airbnb housekeepers and whether it's a Trojan horse. Over recent weeks, there's been a spitfight involving the controversial in-home rental app Airbnb and various labor unions, including the frequently controversial Service Employees International Union, and its even more controversial former president, Andy Stern, and the now much less widely known Hotel Workers Union, Unite HERE, and a bunch of housing groups. At issue is a potential deal, now scuttled, that would have had Airbnb recommending union cleaners to its host and guaranteeing that they would be paid at least $15 an hour and green certified. What in the world was all that about, other than perhaps the easier work of making a mountain out of a molehill? What's the beef? SEIU has been the driving force in the Fight for 15 campaign, and they've long owned the jurisdiction on many types of cleaners. This could not have been a big deal for them. Maybe they would have gained a couple of members, or more likely a couple of more hours for work for already existing members, and that only in jurisdictions like New York and California, where they fought and won high density unionization for such workers. Largely, though, this would have been a little more than a press flurry for a couple of days that then would disappear from consciousness. For Airbnb operators, this would have been a fix looking for a problem, since most are either cleaning their own places or already have other cleaners, many if not most of whom are already making more than $15 per hour, since they are on-demand workers with more individual bargaining power. What SEIU seems not to have fully realized is that the fight over Airbnb in tight housing markets like San Francisco, New York, and others where there are active housing groups is intense and polarized, and there is no demilitarized neutral zone. But SEIU certainly was well aware that these same areas are also areas where Unite HERE has significant organization among hotel workers, so they have common cause in seeing Airbnb or any service that takes guests out of a union hotel as the Antichrist. Going back to the jurisdictional wars within labor, what was a close labor partnership between the unions went way, way south when SEIU offered a safe haven for parts of Unite and its former leader, Bruce Rayner, in an internecine struggle with John Wilhelm. To put another finger in Unite HERE's eyes, the architect of that shotgun merger was Andy Stern, who reportedly was also representing Airbnb in these preliminary negotiations about this deal. Neither Airbnb nor SEIU had much to gain other than a couple of props and press releases from this deal, so it's no surprise that current SEIU president Mary Kay Henry saw this as a distraction and quickly went to current Unite HERE's president D. Taylor's Las Vegas stronghold to, in all likelihood, get her hand slapped, apologize, and hope the whole mess would die like other things in Vegas. This was all much ado about nothing. Unfortunately, this let's make a deal love affair between some unions and Silicon Valley tech operations is worrisome still. Airbnb doesn't really have a labor problem in a classic sense, but something like Uber, the ride-sharing app, really does. In a current court settlement on Uber, in exchange for pretending their drivers were not employees, Uber agreed to some vague language about being willing to meet with or help create a forum for associations of their drivers to discuss issues. Actual unions of Uber drivers have been in formation in Seattle and other West Coast cities. Was it a lawyer or a union advisor that thought these meetings and company unions were a good idea as anything but a union avoidance strategy? Certainly the campaign master and dealmaker for Uber is someone with rich Democratic politics experience from the Obama campaigns and relationships with a lot of current and former union leaders. I would worry that Airbnb might have been a Trojan horse for an Uber-type problem, since too many are painfully fuzzy about the hardcore anti-labor job-destroying disruption philosophy that is the dominant ideology of Silicon Valley. The next shoes that fall could hurt a lot more than this one. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.